Good morning. This is Kemp Haar. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us Noel Irisari. And Noel is actually the business director, the flooring business director for Dow. So actually, let's see, at Domatex just recently, which was last week, you guys had some big news. I think that you've restructured your flooring business. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Well, at Domatex, we officially launched our Dow flooring business. And this is the new platform that Dow has for the flooring industry. And, you know, basically what we are doing is we are actually optimizing significantly our customer interface efforts with the flooring industry. Traditionally at Dow, we had individual businesses addressing the industry with individual scorecards, with independent efforts. And because of the multiple touch points that we have with the industry across many segments, across many geographies, Dow saw a big opportunity for us to have a more intimate approach with the flooring industry. And the result of that is what we all saw at Domatex 1 week ago.
All right, so you basically had, I think, was it three businesses that had their own P&L and their own management structure? And so you're taking those three businesses and bringing them together under one. Is that right?
That is part of the approach. The intention is not to have one umbrella for the three businesses that we had at Dow for the flooring industry. Really, what we don't want to have, you know, 1 + 1 + 1 be 3. I mean, we want 1 + 1 + 1 to be more than 3. Okay. Because of the value that we are expecting to bring to our customers with this integrated approach, for sure.
Okay, and for those people that don't know your company, I mean, everybody knows Dow, but for those that don't know your involvement in the flooring industry, why don't you tell us about those three businesses?
Yeah, we're talking about Emulsion Polymer, which is basically is known as the latex business. We're talking about polyurethane system business, and we are talking about the elastomer business at Dow.
Okay, so you have the latex business, which you call the emulsion polymers. That's basically the adhesive that's used to hold carpet together. And then you have the polyurethane systems, which is the enhancer and enforcer systems, which are both an adhesive and a cushion back system. And then what is the elastomers business?
The elastomer business is polyolefin chemistry that goes into carpet backing.
All right, I see. With this new structure, how is it different from what you had before?
In the past, primarily at Dow, you know, our participation in flooring used to be called carpet. So we were only referring to one segment of the industry when we were talking about the participation in flooring. Mm-hmm. We have done a significant amount of work. In fact, at the beginning of last year, the first 5 months of last year, we spent a significant amount of time developing our strategy and presenting that strategy to management. During that period of time, we actually gathered and captured a lot of input from our customers across the globe and across many different segments. So even before we rolled out our strategy, we actually collected inputs from our customers to make sure that we were going to be addressing the unmet needs in the marketplace. The traditional participation that Dow had with the flooring industry, it was actually independent efforts, as I mentioned before, by different industries, by different segments within Dow, meaning different businesses, dealing with different geographies, for example, but sometimes addressing the same customers and addressing the same segments. What we are doing today, which is very different versus what we were doing in the past, is, first of all, we have one common strategy. So we are not talking about individual scorecards. We're not talking about independent scorecards and businesses sometimes competing with each other. We're talking about one strategy for the flooring industry behind every single effort that we have in the industry.
So it's basically, instead of having a product structure, you now kind of have a market structure. Is that another way of saying it?
Yeah, we call that market-facing approach.
Right.
And if we have a mix of products and a combination of product and solution to the industry. So we are definitely moving away from having a product mentality and going to our customer and say, this is, buy our product. No, this is our solution aligned with our technology, aligned with our capabilities to address an unmet need in your site.
Okay. And when you talk about flooring, you include in that your athletic turf business too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. That is actually one of the changes versus the approach that we had in the past. Traditionally, we were referring to our participation in flooring as carpet. We have actually put together a strategy that will be focusing on soft surfaces, which is actually beyond carpet for sure. We're talking about carpet, we're talking about carpet tile, we're talking about automotive carpet, okay. We're talking about rugs and mats. So no longer we are referring or addressing the industry as a carpet industry. We are actually having a segmentation strategy. We have a positioning strategy by geography, because even if we sometimes on the flooring industry, we talk about global numbers, and we're talking about industry output, you know, increasing or decreasing, we are talking about regional specifics. I mean, the flooring industry is very regional in nature, and we are right now positioned to address the individual needs by region. So in one aspect, we have the soft surfaces side, and on the other side, we have artificial turf side. So the two main segments that we are addressing with this new approach is turf and is soft surfaces, with all the sub-segments that I have mentioned before, like automotive carpet, carpet tile, rugs and mats, et cetera.
Okay. And let me just ask you a little bit about yourself. You being the business director over this newly formed strategy, what was your role before?
I actually came from the construction polymer side of the business. I was in the strategic marketing director for that business before coming to the flooring industry. And before that, I was in the pharmaceutical side of Dow Chemical. You know, was a business director for a couple of businesses on the pharmaceutical side.
Okay.
So my career at Dow has been across many different industries, starting back in 1996 when I joined Dow in my home country in Puerto Rico.
Okay. So you're originally from Puerto Rico. So hopefully you've taken this position at the right time, because, you know, you never want to jump into a business that's in a shrinking mode. And we're hoping that sometime in the near future, we're going to see the bottom of some of this softness in this marketplace.
Yeah, absolutely. Every time I talk to a customer, and, you know, actually I can give you the example last week at Domotex. I talked to many customers for the first time at Domotex last week, although I have traveled the globe, you know, visiting customers, throughout 2008. But some customers I met for the first time last week at Domotex, and many of them mentioned that I chose a very interesting time to join the industry for sure.
Yeah, so hopefully we're going to start to see it tick up soon. So how was the show at Domotex real quick? I'm just curious. Was the traffic off compared to other years?
Well, for me, it was the first time that I participated at Domotex. So I didn't have a point of comparison versus the participation this year versus the participation last year.
Uh-huh.
From the booth, if I can provide a picture from the booth standpoint and from the amount of exhibitors, it was full. I mean, every single building, you know, in Hanover was full of exhibitors. Across the value chain, you could see, you know, all the participants over there.
Uh-huh.
I will say that if the booth size and if the booth amount was a point in terms of telling how busy Domotex was, it was a very busy show. I was there for like 4 days, and the traffic actually improved as the show continued, you know, started in Saturday, and the traffic actually grew as every day passed, for sure. It was a very busy show, a lot of very new development, for sure, and a lot of actually very big learning experience for me.
Okay. Well, you know, I heard the traffic was light, but if it was steady in your specific booth, then I guess you guys must have had a lot of interesting things to talk about. Let me ask just one more quick question before we run out of time. For those people that deal with Dow every day with this new business structure, does it mean that there's different people that they'll be talking to? Like, I know Scott Lowry is a contact in the turf business. Are most of the contact points the same?
Some of the we have new people in some areas,
okay.
And we have expanded the responsibilities for our existing people in some other areas. You mentioned Scott, for example. Scott, you know, he had been leading our PU system business in flooring for the last, 4 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
His role has been expanded to be our North America and Europe, including EMA, India, Middle East, and Africa, sales director. So, and that is actually not only for polyurethane system, that is actually for the three businesses.
Okay.
So for our new approach, we have actually leveraging the expertise that we already have in a specific business, but we have actually complemented that with the other part of the portfolio. So we have expanded the roles for our, you know, key people in leadership positions, but we have kept the expertise that reside in many of the chemistry that we handle today, meaning the latex chemistry, the PU chemistry, or the polyolefin chemistry.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that pretty well covers what we wanted to talk about today. Again, we've been talking to Noel Irisari. He is the new head of Dow's flooring business, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.